Okay, we'll start with the Irish Times this morning, and they have an incredibly stunning photo on the cover, which is just a sign of the times. It's basically two people. It's a married couple and they're aged in their 80s. And they live in a nursing home in Barcelona. And the reason I bring it to your attention is because they're having a kiss, but like, as I said, a sign of the times, it's no normal kiss. Both of them have face masks on. Both of them have these long, I guess, gloves, plastic coverings on them. And they have a plastic see-through cover sheet between them. And all of this is done just so they can have a kiss and a cuddle. So it's an incredibly moving and poignant photo on the cover of the Irish Times this morning. Now, they're leading with a story saying the public childcare could boost access and care. So it's basically talking about public childcare rather than private childcare. And it says the introduction of universal public childcare could improve affordability, accessibility and quality in the sector. Now, this is according to analysis produced by the Oireachtas Research Unit. And it says, of course, that a development like this would be a dramatic policy shift for Ireland, and it would give the dominance of private childcare institute a backseat, and instead it could become public. So the report comes now from the Oireachtas Library and Research Service, and it highlights that in Germany, for example, this public childcare system was associated with a reduction in child abuse and neglect, an increase in child birth rates, improvements in children's social and emotional development, and an increase in maternal life satisfaction. So interesting stuff there. And of course, the childcare sector is the focus of the COVID-19 Special Oireachtas Committee this morning, and we'll be following that on News Talk. Now, also on the cover of the Irish Times, and as Kieran alluded to there, and I still can't quite get my head around this story, it's about Hollywood star weighing in on the Greens deal. And it says Hollywood actor Mark Ruffalo has made a late intervention in the intense and closely fought Green Party debate on entering coalition government. It says the Oscar-nominated actor is a prominent anti-fracking campaigner in the US, and he strongly backed the proposed programme for government on the basis of its anti-fracking commitments. And it says Ruffalo, who received Oscar nominations for his performance in Spotlight and Foxcatcher, spoke during an online seminar organised by the pro-coalition Greens last night. And Ruffalo asked those who believed the programme didn't go far enough to basically be patient. And he said, "Don't fret about not getting everything you want at the moment. This is a movement. This is a long journey forward. Any win is a win for us in the long term. Calm down. Do what's right for right now." And that's according to Hollywood star Mark Ruffalo. Now, moving on to the Irish Independent, and they have the headline, "One in seven TDs has hired a member of their family to work for them." Now, this is a story by their political correspondent, Cormac McQuinn, and he says a new Green Party TD, whose wife has replaced him as a county councillor, has hired her as a secretarial assistant. Records released by the Oireachtas show that around one in seven TDs has hired family members to work either as a secretarial assistant or a parliamentary assistant. And Green TD Stephen Matthews insisted that his wife, Councillor Erica Doyle, is more than qualified and the best person for the job. Mr. Matthews said, "Erica has guided my political career for 10 years. Now, the 23 current TDs who have hired family members are detailed in the Irish Independent. A quick look at them. They include Matty McGrath, Michael Healy-Ray, Danny Healy-Ray, ministers including Michael Ring and Helen McEntee." And I guess it's important to point out that this is not against Oireachtas rules, but the practice has proven highly controversial in the past, writes Cormac McQuinn. Now, that same paper has a story by Tom Brady, and it says that Detective Garda Colm Horkin, who was shot dead last week, he's one of four Gardaí who all graduated together and have since died in the line of duty. And it says Detective Garda Horkin went in July 1994 to Temple Moor, graduated in September 1995, and alongside these following officers who've also been killed in the line of duty, Detective Garda Adrian Dunhue, who was shot outside Lordship Credit Union in Balorgan, County Louth in 2013. Another graduate from that year was Garda Owen Fitzgerald. He was the son of former Deputy Guard Commissioner Peter Fitzgerald, and he was killed while responding to an emergency call for help when his patrol car was involved in a collision at Mount Marion in Dublin in 1998. And the fourth victim was Garda Ambrose Fogarty, and he died when he and a colleague were on their way to deal with a disturbance in the village of Camlin in County Wexford in 1999. And then moving on to The Sun, and they have an exclusive interview this morning with football star Darren Randolph, and he is encountering and telling Nicola Barton about the racism that he endured while growing up. And the Ireland and West Ham goalie said he was even spat at during matches as a youngster. Darren, who's 33 and from Bray in County Wicklow, told the Irish Sun of the vile racist abuse, and he says people now may not say it outright and openly like they did when I was younger, because I would play games and it wouldn't even be coming from the players, it would be coming from their parents. So that is on the cover of the Irish Sun, and the full interview is inside that. Now, the other papers are leading this morning with various crime and court stories. And switching gears slightly, and page 8 of the Irish Independent has a story by the paper's education editor, Catherine Donnelly, who writes that the school a child attends plays a big role in whether they drink or smoke by the age of 17. It says research by the Economic, Social and Research Institute has found that young people's health behaviour can vary significantly depending on the second level school they attend, and to a lesser extent, the primary school they attend. Now, page 12 of The Independent, there's an interesting story about how strong sunlight could cause the coronavirus to decay to almost nothing in just 30 minutes. And that research is coming from the US, and it says being indoors during lockdown may have actually been harmful for some people, and being outside would have been better. It seems the more we learn about the virus, the more it contradicts something we'd learned before. And then just finally, this morning in the papers on page 14 of The Sun, they have the headline War of Wags Goes Nuclear, and it details how furious Rebecca Vardy will face Colleen Rooney in the UK's High Court after launching a €1 million lawsuit over their Waggity Christie bust-up.